So I figured maybe we'd just discuss a little bit. I know the title's actually not a little bit correct. It's a little bit incorrect. So I thought maybe we'd just discuss the din of haseba when it comes to the suda at the seder. Whatever person is there an inyan of leaning in the suda? Not forget the matzah, forget the dakosos. Just like, you know, when you're eating your chicken, when you're eating your brisket or whatever else you like to eat on Pesach, should a person be leaning ideally, or is it not necessarily l'chachi, or is it is there an inyan of leaning? Let's say. So first, I guess we'll break this shiur up into the two different parts. So the first part is we're going to try to discuss maybe the significance of the suda of Leil HaSeder, why it's a little bit different than the suda of any other Yantif or Shabbos the rest of the year. And then once we understand that, we'll understand the role of Haseba, and we're going to try to understand the machlokas between the Rambam and the Ramah about the nature of Haseba in the suda on the Seder. So hopefully this shouldn't be so complicated, and we'll just maybe flesh out the ideas and the points together. Okay, so you look at the first source. So the Gemara says that there's a Gemara in Daf Kuf Chesam and Aleph and Sachas Pesachim brings down Machlokes. Which of the Dalkosis should you lean for? So should you lean for the first two, for the last two? The Gemara says, what's the reason for leaning for the last two, not the first two? Because when it comes to the last two, that's really when the Jewish people became free. When it came for the first two, Ma'ida Hava Hava, what happened, happened. So therefore, there's no need to lean for the first two Kosos. Tosos and every Rishon that jump on the spot. So why don't we say them the same thing when it comes to matzah? Why is it that you're supposed to lean from matzah? Just say what happened happened. And Tosos, and they, I just quote here from Tosos of Vinny Parrot, so they explain about Indian matzah lake chiluk. When it comes to the matzah, there's no difference. Ubein betchiluk shemavach alchilat matzah bein besof kshochaf yikom olm tzarech haseba mishum ikar suda havam mina matzah. So says Tosos of Vinny Parrot, whether you eat the first kazayas of matzah or you eat the afikomen, you have to do it in a state of leaning. Why? Because the main suda is coming from the matzah. So that's the opinion of Tosfos Rabbeinu Peretz. It's the opinion of Tosfos and most Rishonim that when it comes to matzah, whether it be the first kazayas of matzah, whether it be the matzah of afikomen, it has to be done in a leaning state because that's the ikar suda. Now, we'll just point out, I guess, some ideas in the Rishonim we find in the Kadmonim about the significance of the suda of Leil HaSeder. So if you look at the Sforno, for example, in source 2, so Sforno writes, V'chag ha-matzos, he's discussing the significance of the Yom Tov. I mean, comments, just he has one line, Chag ha-matzos l'hodos al-cheyus, b'zevach ha-pesach v'matzos. So he explains that each of the Yom Tovim are all about hodah, about expressing gratitude towards HaKadosh Baruch Hu. He explains to Sforno, where do we express our gratitude towards HaKadosh Baruch Hu on Pesach? With the Korban Pesach, and with the matzah. So what's the purpose of the matzah? The purpose of the matzah, explains the Sforno, is to express our gratitude towards HaKadosh Baruch Hu for taking us out of Egypt. So perhaps with that Sforno, we can understand the significance of the Seder and the meal of the Seder, the significance of the matzah starting and ending the Seder Suda, is that it's really defining the Suda of the Seder as being a Suda of Hodah, that we're starting and ending the Suda with the matzah to sort of indicate the fact that we're really, this is really supposed to be a meal of Hodah towards HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and this is just even more accentuated in the times of the Mikdash when they also ate the Korban Pesach. Because what's the Korban Pesach? So many of the Shom explained that the Korban Pesach, the Rav Nel, it's a form of a Korban Todah. Because when it came to a Korban Todah, it was a Korban that was only able to be eaten one day, one night. And along with the Korban Todah, you had all sorts of, you had the matzah, the Lachmei Todah. And the same thing as when it came to Klaisel, when we were redeemed from Egypt, so we had to bring Korban Todah to express our gratitude to the Kodesh Baruch Hu for freeing us from Egypt. So essentially, the Suda of Leil HaSeder is really a Suda of Hodah towards HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and that's highlighted by the fact that we start and end the Suda with the Matzah. So we start the Suda with the Kezayas of Matzah, and we conclude the Suda with the Kezayas of the Afikomen. And this is also brought out if you look at the Medrash Seichel Tov. So Medrash Seichel Tov, it's Medrash of Chazal. So they say, Kolama Imachtirin Gemar Suyudasa B'minim Megadim El B'Matzah. So why do we conclude the Suda? We don't conclude with any dessert. How do we conclude the Suda? With matzah. We call the chomer matzah, a pesach with matzah. So just like we start pesach with matzah, yechsiva matzah smirim yuchluhu, akmar siyudasa be matzah yechsiva erev tochu matzah. So the same way you want to start the pesach meal with matzah because it says a matzah smirim yuchluhu, so too we want to conclude the suda with the matzah because the pasuk says erev tochu matzah. So essentially what the medrash is getting is that we want to finish and start the suda with matzah. And really, the matzah is what's defining the meal of the Leil HaSeder when it comes to any other Shabbos, the end of meal. Okay, so you start off with bread. You don't have to conclude the meal with bread. But when it comes to the Pesach Seder, you want to finish and we want to conclude the Suda specifically with matzah to define the meal as a meal of Hodah, to define the meal as one of matzah. And this is also brought about by a comment of the Ritva. So there's a question that we've shown him. The Old Bavid, why is it that we, if you look at how Leil HaSeder, it's different than any Hallel the rest of the year. Normally you go Hallel Pesach morning or Rosh Chodesh morning. What do we do? We say all of Hallel together, one continuum. We don't break it up. Little Seder, what happens? We say the first two paragraphs at the end of Maggid, and then we have this whole long break in the middle, and then only at the end of the Seder, hopefully if you're still awake, are you going to be able to say the last of the Hallel. Why do we break up the Hallel? Why do we split it up? So the Rishonim explain that the Hallel Leil Seder is fundamentally different than any other Hallel of the year. The Hallel Leil Seder, it's as if we're experiencing the miracle. We just went out from Egypt, and now we're saying Hallel as if we're in the moment experiencing the miracle, and that Hallel is a form of Shira. It's not being said as Hallel, it's being said as a form of song. Yeah, you have a question?
That's why there's no bracha.
There's no bracha, because the Rishonim explain, because it's a Shira, it's not Hallel. So if you look at the Ritva, what does the Ritva say? Kimash omrim oso b'su'ura ina ala derech shira ulfika chokin oso mesichim ochem v'shosim b'intayim. So I think you could perhaps infer from the Ritva, kimash omrim oso b'su'ura, the reason why we say halal nasu'ura, ina ala derech shira, it's a form of a shira, and because it's said as a form of a shira, chokin oso, ulfika chokin oso mesichim, we talk in the middle of it, ochem v'shosim b'intayim, meaning to demonstrate the fact that the halal that we're saying at the Leil HaSeder is a form of a shira. It's not just like a normal challah. We specifically break it up and we eat and we drink and we talk in the middle. So the significance of the Suda of Leil Seder, I think according to this Ritva, is that it's highlighting the fact that the Suda, and specifically the challah we're saying along with it, we're experiencing the miracle right now. We're going through the whole, we're trying to re-experiencing the Yetzias Mitzrayim process. So we start off the meal of matzah, we end the meal of matzah, and we have a challah, which is a different challah, which we're stopping in the middle, interrupting in the middle to be able to sing, to eat and drink, to signify the fact that this hallel is being said as a shira, yeah.
Where else do you see people stopping a shira to, like, enjoy the miracle as it happened? I thought you, like, do the shira and then after.
Oh, so where else does this occur? So, I mean, when it came to the Korban Pesach, I mean, back in the day, the Gemara discusses that the roofs people are so loud, they used to say they sing the hallel on the roof. I mean, what happened was they ate the Korban Pesach, and then as they're eating the Korban Pesach, they're singing hallel. So, as opposed to a hallel, which is just a kriya, when a person experiences a miracle. So if you're Judaism, how do we express a miracle? We have a Seus Hodah. Right? And the Seus Hodah of Pesach is the Korban Pesach, it's the matzah, it's the hallel, it's everything coming together. So we're not just saying the hallel together sort of as one sort of continuum, but we're breaking it up with singing and everything in the middle. Does that make sense?
Yeah.
Okay, great. Okay, so that's sort of like the introduction. So now what we want to do is understand the significance of Haseba in the meal. I mean, the first part of the shir is just to sort of prove that the Suda of Pesach is a little bit different than the Suda of any other Yantif. Now what we're going to try to do is understand the significance of Haseba at the Suda, and we're just going to point out in machlokas between the Ramah and the Rambam. So if you look at the Shulchan Aruch, in Sim Tach Ein Vesef Zayin, what does the Shulchan Aruch say? So kol mi shetzarech haseba im achal shasa blo haseba liyatsa. So anything which requires leaning, if you eat it or drink it without leaning, you're not yotze. Tzarech lachzer lachol lishtos b'haseba. So you need to eat and drink and do whatever again in haseba. So according to the mechaber paskins that you have to eat the matzah with and leaning, you have to drink the dakosis and leaning. If you don't do it, so what's the halacha according to the mechaber? You have to go back and do it again. Okay, what's the problem? Well, there's no problem just yet. But if you look at the Ramah, so Ramah says there, so nowadays that we don't normally lean, so you can rely on the opinion of the Rav Yah, who says that b'di'evad yotzev at aseva, nearly. So you forget to drink the third or fourth kos with haseva, you shouldn't do it all again. There's concern that you're adding onto the kosos. The first two cups you should drink without a bracha. And the matzah again, you should do it again without making a bracha. The Chachil Yisuf Kol Sudan says, the Ramah at the end, the very last words of this halacha, L'chachila, what should a person do? They should lean the entire meal. What's the kind of, what's the difficulty of the Ramah?
He just goes along saying that you didn't have to, and then he says, oh, by the way, you should.
Ah, yeah, beautiful. Exactly. Difficult, a very difficult Ramah. The Ramah is saying that, you know, if a person forgets to lean, so really you can rely on the opinion that says that you don't need to lean nowadays, then says the Ramah, oh, but ideally a person should lean the entire meal. I don't get it. Meaning, if you assume that we really assume that you don't need to lean, so why should you ideally lean the entire meal? Don't lean at all. Good. Okay, that's the exact question I was vibed with as well. So to answer this question with Rama, we're going to have to understand the significance of Haseba according to the Rama versus the significance of Haseba according to the Rambam. So if you look at the Rambam in source 7, so what does the Rambam say? B'chol dor v'dor chayv adam lira haris it's atzma kilu atzma yatsa atam yishib mitzayim. So in every single generation, a person has an obligation to show himself as if he left now from the shibud, from the subjugation. Egypt, shemar v'oso tziv misham v'gomer. Fine. Dor zet tziv ha-kosh baruch hu b'torah zecharta ki eva yisra. So the Torah, ha-kosh baruch hu commands us in the Torah that we have to remember that we are a servant. Klomer kilu atap atzmecha yisra eva yisra tzlechayas v'nifte. So it's as if you, yourself, were an eved and you were freed and redeemed. So because we have an obligation to show ourselves as if we left Egypt, so we have to eat the suda in a leaning fashion. But when do we need to lean? When we eat the kazayas matzah and the drinking the four kosos. The rest of your eating and drinking, if you lean, it's praiseworthy. And if not, you don't need to. So first of all, let me just ask you a question. What, according to the Rambam, when do you need to lean? Yeah, which matzah? Which one do you think? Exactly, probably the first kazais. So what's the implication of the Rambam? What kazais do you not need to eat to lean on? Afikomen. So this is against the Shulchan Aruch, I didn't quote it here, but it's against the Shulchan Aruch, it's against the Rama, it's against Tosfos, which you started off with. According to the Rambam, there's no leaning for the first kazais of the matzah. And then, is there any machlokas here between the Rama and the Rambam about the leaning in the rest of the Seudah? Oh, exactly. What's the difference between the two?
The Rambam says it,
Exactly. But according to the Rambam, so it's just Harizim Meshubach. But if you don't want to, in the tzarch. Exactly. It doesn't use the language of Luchachim. If you look at the sort of the person who puts in the sources for their Ma, their Ma's source is not coming from the Rambam. It's coming from Ma'id Bey Rav or something. Whatever. It's coming from another source. It's not coming from the Rambam. So I have a question. You think their Ma knew the Rambam? Yeah, their Ma knew all the Rambams. I mean, it's not as if he didn't know the Rambam. Why did their Ma not pass him like this Rambam? You hear the question? I mean, the Rama obviously knew the Rambam. It's not as if he forgot a Rambam. He specifically codified the halacha, not like the Rambam. He clearly doesn't want to pass him like the Rambam. He doesn't want to pass him like the Rambam when it comes to the Afikoman. The Rama assumes that you have to lean on the Afikoman. I didn't quote here, but the Rama assumes that you have to lean on the Afikoman. And the Rama also assumes that l'chachila, you should lean in the entire Suda. So my question is for you is, what's pshat the Rambam? I mean, what's going on with the Shittas Rambam here? Why is it that the Rama is differentiating from the Rambam when it comes to the Haseba in the Suda? Okay, any thoughts? Yeah.
Could just be a machloka between Sparta and Ashkelon.
Okay, yeah, and then explain.
So, maybe it's just a machloka, like the Derech was Sparta to do with
Derech. Okay, could be.
Is the mitzvah of Haseba just on the matzah, like showing that the matzah is like what's brought us to Chayrus, so the Rambam would say, yeah, you only need two for the first kazayas of matzah, or is Haseba on the whole meal, you need to lean the whole meal, which is all the sign of Chayrus, which is at least gets back to the first point, which is we're going down the whole meal that we become to a state of Chayrus. So the Rambam would say, yeah, that's why you have to lean the whole exact meal, that's why it's the chayrus. The Rambam would say, no, just on the first matzah, which is the sign of.
Yeah, so let's run up. Very good. I want to run up this idea, Benjamin. We're going to run up this idea, and we're going to tweak it at least a little bit for the Rambam, but for sure for the Rama. So I think you're 100% spot on for what the Rama is getting at. According to the Rama, what is the purpose of the Haseba? Haseba is a din in the Seuda of Pesach. Haseba is a din in the Seuda of Pesach. So for that reason, what's considered to be the Seuda of Pesach? So A, it's the first kazayas matzah. It's the Afikomen. And L'chakila, and it's also the Darkosis. Darkosis is also part of the Seudah Pesach. And what's L'chakila? So L'chakila, you should lean in the entire meal. Now, according to the Rambam, Why is it that we lean at the Seder? What did the Rambam say? According to the Rambam, what's the reason why we lean? The Harad at Asma ki yatsa atam yeshiva Mitzrayim. To show as if now you left Mitzrayim. Let me ask, according to the Rambam, at what, which master do we fulfill that ideal with? Which is that? The first. The first, yeah. What's my proof? So if you look at source 8, and the Rambam discusses the Afikomen, what's the Rambam saying? So you eat the suda, you eat whatever you want. You can drink whatever you want. So at the end, you have to eat a kazayis for the korban pesach. You can't taste anything afterwards. And nowadays, you eat a kazayis of matzah, you don't eat, taste anything afterwards. Kedei. So why do we eat afikomen according to the Rambam? What are the two reasons according to the Rambam why we eat afikomen? Two reasons. Finish the suda. So it's the end of the suda. Exactly. So you want to exactly. So you want the time, the taste of the matzah remain in your mouth. In order, and also, we want to signify the end of the meal by ending the meal with the matzah, which comes back to everything we just said at the very beginning. We want the matzah to define sort of the meal of the Pesach. How do we have the matzah define the suda of Pesach? So we start off the meal of matzah, and we end the meal of matzah. So let's put it together. According to the Rambam, why is it that we lean? Why is it that we lean? Kedei l'hayas atzmo.
Right, and the first matzah is the redemptive.
Exactly, and what would we say? What would we think about? What would we say in Haggadah and the Rambam Paskins and Salacha? Right? We lift up the matzah, say a matzah shuma, Hashem she nigalu. Right? The point is that the matzah, that we raise up the matzah, and we say we eat this matzah because we're being redeemed. According to the Rambam, which matzah are we eating that show the fact that we were redeemed from Egypt? That's the first matzah. What about the second matzah we eat at the Afikomen? No. The reason we eat that matzah is to end the meal with the matzah. And to have the taste of the matzah remain in your mouth, not to show that we're redeemed.
Isn't it like a little? I'm just saying, like Shita Rambam is like a little bit. I don't know how it fits with the idea, right? It's matzil
b'gnut.
Matzil b'gnut from Sai B'sheva.
Yeah.
Right, because it should be a positive trajectory, so to speak.
Yeah.
Right? So then, if we're having the matzah at the beginning, be like the harav tzatzmo.
Yeah.
And then at the end, it's not, and it seems like
it's
that, like it's
it is,
going
but
in the opposite direction.
But no, I mean, the matzah at the end is not a downward thing. I mean, we're eating it for a different reason.
Yeah.
I mean, according to the Rambam, we're not eating that matzah not to sort of talk about the gula. We're just sort of eating that matzah to signify that this is the end of the meal, and we want to have the taste of the matzah in our mouths, which is a whole separate discussion why we'd even want to do that.
But even so, putting the important matzah at the beginning seems to be putting the apex at the beginning of the Seder, which seems to, I don't know.
Is that, meaning, the b'gnus satin samish shon, that's when it comes to Haggadah. There's no dinner when it comes to the matzah. The matzah has to be eaten with ascending order. Okay, so now let's explain why is it that their ma didn't pass them like the Rambam? Why is it that the Ramah says L'chachil Yisav Kol Suda and the Ramah doesn't pass like the Rambam based on everything we said?
The whole meal is in that?
According to the Ramah. Right. What about according to the Rambam?
No, just that first.
Exactly. I mean, the first Kazayis HaMatzah is, that's the matzah of the geula, so that you're obligated to lean. Okay, if you want to lean the rest of the meal, isn't meshubach, you're praised, but there's no l'chachil. I mean, it's different. I mean, it's not l'chachil you should lean the entire meal, because according to the Rambam, haseba is not a din in the suda. Haseba is just a din in things which show our freedom. And I don't think I put it here, but also according to the Rambam, I mean the whole point of the da'akosos, what's up with da'akosos? What's the whole purpose of da'akosos? So again, the whole purpose of the Da'akosos as well is to show our freedom. So the purpose of the Da'akosos is, in a certain sense, the same purpose as the leaning at the Seder.
Rambam doesn't hold the whole meal is what's showing our freedom.
I don't think in the same extent. Meaning, I don't think so. I mean, I think according to the Rambam, what's showing our freedom at the Lel Seder, at least on a Torah level, is specifically what Chazal enacted that we should do to show our freedom. Meaning, yeah, I mean, whereas according to the Rambam, what shows our freedom at the Lel Seder? The matzah and the dalkosos and the leaning. But whatever, everything else is whatever, you do it. But it's not really about showing our freedom. Whereas according to the Ma, most Rishonim argue on the Rambam, meaning I didn't put this here, but most Rishonim assume that Haseba is only din derabanan. There's no, according to the Rambam, is Haseba deraisa din or derabanan? I mean, is it kim deraisa according to the Rambam, or is it kim derabanan? Probably, the Rambam implies it's deraisa. Whereas the simple understanding, you think the simple understanding is not like the Rambam. I mean, simple understanding, which is the opinion of the Shultos and Maram Chalav and many others, is that Haseba is only derabanan. Where does it say anywhere in the Torah you have to lean when you eat your matzah, or when you eat your, whatever, when you drink your, I mean, dalkos is also derabanan. But if you understand that the idea of the Haseba is some sort of greater kim of Sipur Yisus and Sayim, so it could be that the Haseba kind of takes on a deraisa status, even though the Rambam agrees that the obligation to lean is only rabbinic, and that means the Chazal came up with it, but now you're fulfilling a Torah mitzvah in it because you're fulfilling the mitzvah of Sipur Yisus and Sayim. Does that make sense?
Yeah.
Okay. Good, so now, based on everything we said, perhaps we can understand the machlokas between the Trumas and Deshin and the Torah. So if you look at the Trumas and Deshin here, in source 9, Pesachim Kufna and Beis, the Trumas and Deshin says, HaRambam Mitzma Kosu, Imasu Tzari Haseva, V'shas Achilas Kazayis Matzah, so when do you need to lean? At the time of Achilas Matzah, V'ashiri, that's the Rosh, Mordechai V'agos Mamonios, Tzari Haseva, Sh'ochum T'chilas Kazayis Matzah, V'chim Kazayis Afi Komen. So all those Rishonim assume that you need to lean, whether you eat the first matzah or when you eat the Afi Komen. If nearly says the Trumas Hadashin, what does not need Haseva?
The
Kazayit Rishon for Hamotzi. Now, this is a separate machlok. So, Nishonim, we make Motzi Matzahs. How many Kazaisim do you have to have? So, it's a whole discussion. The Trumas Hadashin right now is assuming you have to have two Kazaisim. You have to have one for Motzi, one for Matzah. So, one do you have to lean? You have to lean for the one for Matzah, but the one for Hamotzi, you don't have to lean. Now you look at the Torah, what does the Torah say? Yito yadav yikach ha-kara, she-matzahs b'socha, k'sidah she-nichu ha-shleim al-ma'la prusa tachta, right? So you take the kara of all the matzahs, so you have the shleim on top and the prusa in the middle. Yivarach ha-shleim ha-motzi, v'yavsot, so you should make the bracha on the complete one, and then you should break it. V'yochad she-yivarach ha-prusa al-chiyatz matzah, so you shouldn't eat until you make a bracha on the broken piece al-chiyatz matzah. Yochol mishnayim biyachad, kazayis b'chol echad, so you should eat from both of them. Yim inu yochol echad, kashnei zeisim biyachad, yochol shal motzi t'chilas. If you can't eat two kazayisim at once, you should eat the one of a motzi first, v'chakal shal chilas matzah. V'mpnei sheyesh misha omer shemivarech ha'prusa ha'motzi al shem al-chilas matzah, since it's a big machlokes in Yishonim, should you make on the broken piece of matzah motzi, on the shlem al-chilas matzah, kach ha'roch le'tzeisi dey b'shnei miyachad, shtem miyadeg v'ach ha'motzi al-chilas matzah, miyad zeh ha'zeh. So there's different opinions. So it says the Torah, so maybe you want to be yod to that opinion, so you should make the brachas of motzi matzah on both of the matzahs, both on the whole matzah and on the broken matzah. Now here's the key line. So you have to eat it with leaning. If you didn't lean, you're not yod say, and you have to eat it another time with haseba. According to the Torah, what needs haseba? Which matzahs? Both the motzi and the matzah, that's the chok yakov, that's what the achorim assume. So what's pshat in this machlok between Trumas Hadashin and Toy? And you hear? Right, according to the Trumas Hadashin writes explicitly, when it comes to the kazayis of hamotzi, you don't need to lean, whereas when it comes to the Torah implies that really when it comes to both the kazayis of hamotzi and when it comes to the kazayis of matzah, you do need to lean. So how can we understand this machlok between Trumas Hadashin and Torah based in lieu of everything we said between the Ramah and the Rambam? Yeah, why?
Because he's saying it's only on the matzah that signifies vigorously.
Exactly. Exactly. Where? Yeah, exactly. But
the Torah says it's on any. Well, he doesn't necessarily say the whole meal. He just said, oh, he said that the two, both
the motzi and the matzah.
Both the motzi and the matzah, which would be not considered like a mitzvah on that night, but just.
Exactly, meaning if you hold like the Ramah, the Haseba is a din the Suda, so what starts the Suda? The first kazayas that you're eating and the one that you're making the hamotzi on, right? I mean, it's a big discussion. It's a kashya nishlam. Why is it that you have to have two kazayas for hamotzi and matzah? Okay, that's a separate discussion. But if you assume it's a din suda, so you should lean for the start of suda, which is the matzah for motzi and the matzah for matzah. If you assume, as we've been explaining according to the Rambam, that the whole reason that we're leaning is to show our freedom, and it's a kiyum sipur susayim. Well, the whole reason why we're eating the extra kazayas for bracha hamotzi, that's just a din hilchos brachos, because you can't make the bracha hamotzi without eating a kazayas of matzah. They're showing me to say that, you're making a bracha hamotzi, you're making a bracha matzah. They're assuming you really should eat two separate matzahs, one for hamotzi, one for matzah. That's a din hilchos brachos. That's not a din and leaning. It's not. But if you assume like the Rama, that the whole purpose of the leaning is a din suda, so the suda starts with the bracha of hamotzi. So therefore, you should start leaning with chachila, even from the kazayas that you're going to make hamotzi on. Does that make sense?
Yeah.
Okay, any questions? Okay, so maybe just to quickly sum up, essentially what we were trying to discuss was the machlokes in the Rambam and the Rama about leaning in the suda, whether you have to or not, and we were trying to prove that according to the Rama, leaning is a din in the suda, whereas according to the Rambam, purpose of leaning is about showing freedom, so therefore according to the Rambam, only in the first kazayas of matzah, it's about showing freedom, you have to lean. And there is no, like, it's not l'chachil, you should lean the entire meal, whereas according to the Rama, really the purpose of leaning at Leil Seder is it's a din in the meal itself, and the meal starts with the first kazayas of matzah, and the meal ends with the last kazayas of matzah with the afikoman, so therefore you have to lean for both kazayasim of matzah, only in addition to the dal kosis, and l'chachil, you should lean for the entire meal. And we explained as a result of this machlokes in the Rambam, but this is pshat in the machlokes between the Trumas Hadash and the Torah about leaning for the kazayas of motzi. If it's about the suda, so that's part of the suda. If it's just about freedom, then there's no freedom in that kazayas. Yeah.
I'm curious why the Rambam phrased it that way, where he disqualifies his whole statement. And then at the end, he says, "Yasek kol suda." He goes on. It looks like he's talking about how Aseba is not necessarily as important, and then we expand from there that he actually holds that seba l'chatchila is on the whole meal, as opposed to when we thought it was, maybe it's not as important on every mitzvah, but the avid you're still yotze, but actually throughout the whole meal he actually holds that you should do it.
Okay, I hear. What do you say?
No, I'm curious. It's just
a thought.
He's adding on. He's giving the Yeshomim, and then he says, and he's just presenting the Yeshomim of the Rabbil, and then he says, but don't think that we necessarily hold like that.
I think you're upset and do the same. Yeah, exactly. I mean, yeah, he's presenting the Yeshomim, and then he's saying that really, chachilah, you should do the entire meal. Yeah. Okay.
What's the nature of the Harizim Mishuvah around them? Like, what is it?
Oh.
What do you mean?
Good. Harizim Mishuvah. So, this is a good question. If you forgive me, we'll take like 3 minutes to answer this question. So, if you look throughout the Rambam, I did Bar Ilan it once. Harizim Meshuvach in the Rambam. So it comes up like 80 times. So if you look throughout Harizim Meshuvach in the Rambam, so he says it. Maybe we'll get. Where's the Rambam here? Okay, you want to get the Rambam? Yeah. Okay. I'll end the recording here, and then we'll answer the question.
To the left of the Ritva.